Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. I hope you had a phenomenal day. I truly did. Hey, guys, I am so excited about our guest that we have on tonight. We have the honor and privilege of having a beautiful woman of God that is branching out and just singing praises to God and writing music that is uplifting and just touching hearts all over the world. I want to read a little bit about her before I bring her on. Now, when I got the email about her, the name that came across was Jubilee, and I thought maybe it was the title of the song or maybe that was her stage name. But then when I got her bio, I was like, okay, well, I wonder how do you get Jubilee out of Gwendolyn? So, but I'll let her explain that to you when she comes on. But let me read a little bit about this awesome woman of God. Gwendolyn Denise Lewis was born and raised in Houston, Texas. After graduating high school in 1983, she moved to L.A. to pursue a career in acting. While in L.A., she met up with her now ex-husband, Terry Lewis, of which she had met previously in Texas at a Prince concert. In 1984, they moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and got married. Her daughter, Chloe, was born that same year. Being married to Terry Lewis gave Gwen great opportunities to sing background vocals for, and we know all about Alexander O'Neill, Janet Jackson, and just other, you know, secular artists that she had the opportunity to be blessed to sing with. Well, Gwen even sang background on the theme song of the hit comedy show In Living Color. And we all know that's what Jamie Foxx and, you know, all those phenomenal comedians were a part of. And she divorced in 91 from Terry Lewis. But she said her life began to take a downward spiral out of control. Gwen began looking to the world to fill the emptiness she felt inside. This resulted in a string of mental and physical abuse relationships. In 2003, she began seeking and exploring religions, and on Easter Sunday in 2003, Gwen attended services at Bread of Life Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and gave her life over to the Lord, and from there started her new journey of getting to know God personally. She said that was the best decision that she could have ever made. And in 2004, Gwen had her second daughter, Jasmine. She said being a single mom terrified her, but she knew with her new relationship with God, all she had to do was pray and ask him to see her through it. So in 2008, she began to write songs about the love of Jesus Christ and what she found in and the love she found in him. And in 2010, God placed in her heart to do her first gospel album. Gwen says her desire with this album is to bless the lost, abandoned, and seemingly hopeless with God's love through her music. Even though this has been a tough journey with putting together this album, Gwen has never lost faith that God's purpose and plan for her life will be fulfilled. Amen, amen. And without further ado, I want to bring Gwendolyn Denise Lewis on the air. Hi, Gwen. Are you on with us tonight?
Hi, I'm here. Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing great. I was listening to you give that, read that bio. I haven't heard it in a long time. It was very good. It was interesting. My life has been interesting.
Well, you know, hey, all of our journeys are interesting, and we all could give a testimony, but I'm so excited that you're on with us tonight, and it's such an honor and a privilege to have you on. So, and I know you've got so much else that you want to tell us, but I want to kind of piggyback off of, you know, just When did you actually start singing with your ex-husband? At what age? And then after that, what really brought you into that opportunity to discover and find God, you know, for yourself with that relationship?
Right. I started singing with him. I was 17 when I met him, and by the time I was 19, we were married, and I was singing backgrounds in the studio. At the time, they were working with different artists, like you mentioned, a lot of the secular artists that they worked with. And I was doing background vocals, but the original plan before we got married and had our daughter was that he was going to put together a girls group, and I was going to be part of the girls group. But that never happened. I got married, and, you know, God had other plans. I realize now reasons why it never happened, you know. So,
yeah,
that was when I started singing in the studio. You know, I had always sang in high school. I did talent shows and had a little band that I had put together. And so I've always sang. I thought I was, like, you know, going to be, you know, Whitney Houston or somebody. But I've always sang. It's been something that I've always loved. So.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, you know, you said that, you know, you, once you guys divorced and, you know, you really began to, you know, move in a direction that, you know, of course, we know that God allows things to happen, you know, and a lot of times we, you know, we pick directions, we make our own choices, but still we already know that God knew what those choices were going to be, you know, before we were even formed in our mother's womb. But kind of talk to our listening audience about that struggle that you went through in that journey, because that's really, you know, what our show is about testimony and about how you made it through to where you are now, and just some of the great things that God is continuing to do in your life.
Amen. I would say, you know, by the grace of God, I'm here, because after my divorce, I, you know, I met a lot of people in the entertainment industry. And I was still actually, after the divorce, seeking a record deal. So I spent a lot of time in L.A. and New York, and the crowds that I was running with were, you know, a lot of different people that are, you still know today, from P. Diddy to Heavy D to, there's so many people that were in the industry at the time. When I was in New York, you know, I was hanging with the group Jodeci and, you know, still trying to seek out that record deal. But really what was happening, you know, I was a young woman alone in New York. You know, I was promiscuous. I was drinking, you know, partying. The record deal thing never happened. It was basically, you know, party time and yeah, I just had a really low self-esteem. I didn't really love myself and who I was. And, you know, it came out through, you know, the drinking and, you know, the being promiscuous and just the things that were happening were not good for a woman, you know.
Exactly.
I was 24 years old, and the things that, you know, were going on were pretty deep at that time.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Was your daughter still with you at the time? Were you and your husband sharing custody of her?
Yeah, I had joint custody with him, but, you know, he had primary custody. So we had nannies and people that would take care of her. So I really didn't, I wasn't tied. I didn't have, you know, kids to tie me down. I could travel. You know, I had received a nice sum of money, so I could travel. I could just do whatever I wanted. You know, I had the means to do it. And, yeah, I was out there.
Wow.
In the world. The world had me.
Amen.
Wasn't even thinking
there,
about God.
That.
I can tell you that. I knew God. I grew up in church, in a Baptist church in Texas. You know, I was raised in church. I knew there was a God. But did I have a relationship with God? Not at all. Not at all.
Wow. So what led you to, did somebody invite you to the service that Easter Sunday? Were you, how did you happen? How did
you
God ordain that?
God is so amazing. many times people invited me. I lost my father in the process of me being out in the world. My dad passed away from HIV. And, you know, that people started bringing me books about, you know, God at that time. You know, people will give you something to try to encourage you. And still God wasn't on my, you know, radar. And I have an aunt. She had given me a Bible, and it was engraved with my name, everything on it. So funny that I found it, like, years later when I really needed it. But, I'm sorry, I forgot the question now.
No, I was just saying, how did you get invited to the church that where to change your life? Yeah.
So this is amazing. So I was at the casino, and I was with my best friend out there, and her mom had started a church, and it was called Bread of Life. And her mom worked at a place that was for recovering addicts and people that were recovering from drug abuse or alcohol. And she started this church. And when we were leaving the casino, this one guy said to me, "You should come to my dad's church sometime." And then my girlfriend said to me, "You can't go to his church before you go to my mom's church." And so I'm looking at both of them like, okay, well, I'm going to go to church. But, you know, growing up in the church, I'm like, I'm going to go on Easter, and that's it. So I showed up on Easter, and, you know, God showed up, and, you know, I gave my life. I rededicated my life that day. And, man, I was really, when you say bottom, I was bottom. Like, I didn't care if I lived or died. That's where I was, hopeless. So that's where it all started.
Wow. We just thank God that, and isn't it funny? It's not really funny, but it's just so interesting how God just, he knew at that time that there was work for you to do, that he had a plan and a destiny. You know, you thought that, and we all do, you know, I've been there before. I'm a gospel artist as well. But when I first started, you know, I wanted to do jazz. And so, you know, we all think we want that big recording contract, and we want to travel, and we want to do this and we do that. And then, like I say, then when it does, people promise us stuff, and when it doesn't happen, it does. It messes with your mind. It messes with your self-image. You're like, am I really good enough? You know, why isn't somebody accepting me? You know, why aren't they, you know, they know I can really sing, and they know I can do this, but why? Why, God? And he always shows up.
His plan is going to, it's going to happen. You know what I mean? The devil can't stop it. When he has a plan for your life and a calling on your life, it will happen. So, and I'm so glad when you look back now, you're like so thankful. You're like, wow, thank you. You know, that it never worked out that way. Because the way I was so drawn into the world and the things of the world, you know, I probably wouldn't be here having this interview, because many people that I was hanging with and, you know, doing life with at that time are not here today. So I just thank God. I just thank God.
Oh, he's so awesome. He is so awesome. Now, I was going to ask you, now you began writing music, it said, in 2008. Were you writing any music before then, or did it just all of a sudden that, you know, just that gift came on you as you rededicated your life back to Christ?
Yeah, no, I was not writing any music. My mom passed away in 2006, and I started really just going to church a lot, you know, at that time, because God was the only one that could bring me through that. Because where I live, a lot of my family doesn't live here in Minneapolis, so it was just me and God at that time. And I was just really in the Word. I just kept, you know, my TV on, TBN, and I just kept encouraging music playing. You know, it just, it was me and God. And at that time, I started to write songs. I guess they came out of pain. You know, none of those songs really made it to the CD at this point. But I just started to put on paper, and melodies were actually forming as I was writing. So that's where the songs came from. God gave them to me at a time where I think I was writing, you know, to encourage myself, but it came out that, you know, prayerfully they will encourage someone else.
That's wonderful. Now, what was the name of your first project?
I had a song. My pastor at the time used to talk all about living my life by design. and, you know, the life that you design for yourself, not just happenstance. So I did a little song like Living My Life by Design. I was just writing little, I think they were more like little commercials. I want to say little ditties, but they weren't like full songs. So, yeah, I had this one, If You Truly Loved Me, and it was like the verse in the Bible where, you know, Peter said that, you know, God, I do love you. No, I love you. I love you. And he's like, you're going to deny me. And he's like, no, I'll never do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I wrote this song, you know, called If You Truly Love Me, you know. So I had all this stuff. That's not on the CD. The CD turned around to be more ministry, I believe, just more like telling people, you know, whatever's happening right now, you don't have to look at it, because we live by faith as believers. And so you don't look at your circumstance, because you know that God is always working things out for your good. And so it's more encouraging. You know, I got the, he's coming back. It's about the second coming of Christ. It's just encouraged. I hope and I pray that it's encouraging for someone.
Now tell our listening audience how they can get a hold of some of your music. Are you on the digital sites? Do you have a website? Kind of give us a little bit of contact information and where we can find your music.
I right now you can get a couple of my songs. I know for sure one of them called We Win is on SoundCloud and it's downloadable. It's and it's free. It's also available on YouTube. You can watch the video. It's called We Win. And that one I did for, you know, the youth at my church for like a little, for the kids. And it's called We Win. And that one's available, but the whole CD will be available in August. And anybody that visits the Centerstone Media Group website will be able to get all the full information. So CMG website on Facebook will have all the info when the CD drops in August. It's like mid-August, around 17th, I believe, is the date of the release.
Great. Now, are you going to do like a CD release, you know, party? Are you going to do anything, you know, that to invite people to like a listening party? What are your plans?
Yep. The Corinth actually is trying to put it together for me now. I'm praying to have a CD release at my church, which is Spirit of Faith, Minnesota. And also, we are doing a little get-together at a coffee shop kind of close to me called The Depot. So we're going to have a little listening party there. And he's putting together some CD signings at Christian bookstores here in town as well. So it's going to be a full week of activities. And, you know, I just let him handle it. I'm excited to see. But, you know, I kind of got a glimpse into what he's doing. So it'll be a full week of activity, and I just show up, you know.
That's right. That's right. Just be always ready. Now, let me ask you a question.
Amen.
Okay, so when he sent me the information, he said Jubilee. Now, so is Jubilee your stage name? Is that a song? Tell me about that, because when I started posting your stuff, I was like, okay, Jubilee. And then when I saw your name, I was like, well, where did you get Jubilee? So kind of explain that to our listening audience.
Yeah, I don't know. One day I was thinking about the music and, you know, what my name would be. And I was like, Gwen Lewis, that's so close to that secular artist, Glenn Lewis. You know what I mean? And I started thinking about the name and I said, okay, that's my married name. I'm not married anymore. I'm like, you know, I need a name. I need a name that would represent me. And you know what? There's so much peace and so much joy in my life right now. You know, I always just think of Jubilee, and I think it's just like joyful and fun, and you know. So I wanted to be called Juby, just Juby, and I was going to add the G on the end for Gwen, but the Corinth thought it sounded like a rap title, rap name. So we dropped it and used the whole Jubilee. So
Wonderful. It's
Jubilee, but it is spelled the way I wanted it, J-U-B-I-I, which is Juby. So,
and I like that because I've never seen that spelling before. So that was like, that is so cute. I love it.
So,
now I'm not sure, and he may have sent me one of your songs, but I was Googling on Jamco. Now you've got a song listed out there on Jamco. What's that song?
Oh, it's on Django Music. It's called Kingdom Reign.
Yes.
Is that the one? Let Your Kingdom Reign.
Yes, that's it. Yes, and tell us a little bit about that one.
That was the first song I put out. I was working with this producer here named Marion Robinson, and I told him I wanted this, like, song that was kind of like, you know, almost heel song, but not quite, you know, just an up-tempo. And so my pastor's daughter, oldest daughter, and myself, and another one of the praise and worship girls at our church, we went in the studio, and I wrote the lyrics, and we came up with that. It was a fun time. We had a really good time in the studio. So, and at the time I released it, I thought my CD would be soon, you know, to come right behind it. But, you know, God kept giving me songs, so I couldn't release it yet. I kept coming out with my own songs after that, you know, more of my own stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
But
and
I did write
wonderful.
That song. Yeah.
That's how he does it. Now, what's going to be the name of your project when it comes out so we can be looking for it?
The CD is called No More Defeat, and that's one of the title tracks on the CD. And it talks about there's no more defeat. I'm moving ahead. I'll have what God has promised. No, my dreams, they're not dead. No matter what mistakes I made, I'm still walking in his grace. I'm walking in my destiny. So that's how the song goes, and it's called No More Defeat.
Wow. You definitely got to let us get a copy of that. And when it comes out, I can't wait. I am so excited. And make sure you definitely let us know when you're going to do your release, because we love to travel. So we just may pop up. You never know.
I will make sure you know about it.
Oh,
in case
that would
somebody's
be fantastic.
In Minneapolis, they can come out. That would be awesome.
Exactly. Now, to talk about how you juggle ministry and family life. Are you remarried?
No, I'm single, and I'm loving it. I think I said the other day, I'm married to God, and I love my life. And I prayed. I prayed because when I was younger, I was physically abused as a young child, and so I was very promiscuous in my younger days. Like, I feel like I've had enough men in my life to last. So yeah. I'm very happy right now, single and focusing on my project. And I prayed and I asked God, I said, God, I don't want any distractions when I'm working on this music and working. I don't want to be distracted by a man or a relationship. So I asked for it. So I am single. I am single, and I'm loving it right now. I love my life. So. God is good.
Been there. I've been there. I can feel that. I can feel you on that. That is fantastic.
Yeah. Now let me ask you. Don't get me wrong. For anybody listening,
oh,
I believe
no.
in marriage, and I would like to be married again one day. But right now I'm focusing on the ministry of the music and just my relationship with God. So
amen.
That's where I am.
Now, I know you said you mentioned about singing at different places around in Minnesota. Are you looking at doing any traveling, you know, interstate or international? Is any of that coming down the pipe for you in the next couple of months?
There's weeks? No international right now, but we are we have some things coming up in the fall. We'll be in California, I know for sure, and I believe Texas, which is my hometown, Houston, Texas. I believe the Corinth and I will be down there. So he's doing a lot of youth events and outdoor summer festivals and things like that. So I know we do have some dates coming up places, but not international. But I pray one day that I go to South Africa because it looks so beautiful there. I just want to go.
Oh, it is. I went there in 2007 with the missions group, and my life was changed forever. I tell anybody, if you get an opportunity to go to Africa, please go. It is
absolutely
fantastic.
That is my dream. So I'm glad to know someone has been there. That is the dream I have to go there.
It is. It's I promise you, it will change your life forever. Well, Gwen, I am so glad that you. We got about 5 more minutes on the for the show, and I just wanted you to kind of speak from your heart. I always ask my guests at the near the end to kind of talk to our audience and kind of give them some words of encouragement, you know, because you never know who's listening, or you know, the show is taped, so you know, somebody may come back later on and listen. So, kind of speak from your heart and kind of talk and give some encouragement to somebody that may be listening.
Amen. I want to say, you know, when I was in the world, I was looking, really just looking for love. You know, I grew up without a father. And so, you know, I wanted to feel like the love of a father. And I have to tell you that since I came into the right relationship with God, I have the love of a father that I always, you know, dreamed of as a little girl all the way up till now. And it feels the same. It feels, even though I'm, you know, up in age, it feels like, you know, he's my father. I'm his daughter. He cares for me, and he cares for you too. And no matter what your situation may look like or whatever you're going through at this time, if you lay your cares and your burdens on God and you give your life to him and you get into your word, because that's power. The power is in your Bible. You get into your word and you just start loving on God, your life will never be the same. He's an awesome father. He's an awesome dad. We need him. We need him. We're in some very bad times right now, and you really need God in your life. You tried everything else. If you've tried drinking, you've tried smoking, you've tried men, you've tried whatever, you've tried everything else. Just give God a try, and you won't regret it. Amen. That's all I want to say.
Amen. I love it. I love it. Well, Kingdom Citizens, aren't you glad you tuned in tonight to listen to this awesome woman of God? I'm going to reach out to the Corinthian, definitely see if I can get a copy of one of your songs, and I'll check my email just to make sure. And if he has already sent me one, or if he's listening, if he wants to email me one, we'll post it on our Facebook page. And also, just know that if you want a copy of this interview, we will also make that available for you as well. But we are so excited and so blessed that you have come into the kingdom of God, daughter of the King.
Yes, thank you.
And we can't wait to see and hear the great things that God has placed in your heart. Now, do you play any instruments?
No, I don't. Just sing. Yeah,
okay.
No instrument. But I hear the melodies. I can hear the drums. I can hear the piano.
Mm-hmm.
I can produce. I can direct like my ex-husband. I produce it.
Well, have you ever thought about, you know, bringing along some daughters and sons and teaching them and passing along the wisdom that you've that God has imparted in you?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, I have. It's been on my mind a lot lately, especially young girls, you know. I just want them to value themselves so much more than I ever did. So,
amen.
Definitely.
Amen. And we already know that, you know, it's bad out there because, you know, it seems like instead of it getting, you know, better, it's getting worse. But we already know the scripture says that it's going to get worse. We just need to be prepared. But we need to be about our Father's business and stop playing church and really getting out in the hedges and highways and reaching those lost souls. And I love, you know, what you said in your bio that, you know, that's where your heart is for the lost and the abandoned and the seemingly hopeless. So are you part of any charities or are you doing anything in your hometown for the community?
Pretty much just I work in my actual local church. I just do a lot of work there with my pastor and the church. So no charities or any of that yet. I had my sights set on the Boys and Girls Club, though. So I had been thinking about that. But right now, no, nothing on the horizon. But I had been thinking about that.
Well, if God has placed that on your heart, then I know that He, in due season, it will manifest. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
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 Well, Gwendolyn, thank you so much, Jubilee, for coming on and blessing our audience tonight. Kingdom Citizens, next week we will have the Corinth on. I'm so excited. Can't wait to get him on and hear what God is going to be doing in his life. And it's just a phenomenal thing when you get someone that, you know, connects with you spiritually and you're all about doing, you know, that what God has called you to do. It's a phenomenal thing. One of the things that I ask our guests to do before we close out, Gwen, I would love for you to close us out with a word of prayer.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this time together, And we thank you, God, that whoever is listening, that you would soften their heart, God, that they would come to know you more. And we thank you, God, for the melodies, the music. We thank you that you create new songs and new worship, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, God, for who you are. You are awesome, God, and we love you. And we thank you for sending your son, Jesus, Father God, that we might be saved and we might be set free. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that is listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, tune in next week, same time, same station, blogtalkradio.com, where we'll have another phenomenal guest. I love you, Gwen. We'll be looking out for some great things from you, darling, and we'll be touching base with you. We would love for you to come on the show again.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
And we always close out the show, everybody. Let's talk. Good night, everybody.